Another Fairbanks neighborhood lost power this morning after a tree fell on a transmission line. Electricity was restored in about 2 hours, but Golden Valley Electric spokeswoman Corrine Bradish says the tree is thought to have been weakened by last week's windstorm, a problem, she says, that is expected to persist.
We're still going to have weeks and weeks of work out in our service territory removing trees just like this. It's going to take a while. We still have a lot of cleanup work to do after we get all power restored.
Bradish stresses that people should not go near trees on power lines, as they can carry high-voltage electricity to the ground. Crews continue to fix poles and lines damaged by wind and falling trees last week. Golden Valley estimated about 400 homes remained without power as of this morning. KUAC's Dan Bross has an update.
The amount of work that can go into getting one home back online was evident Monday at a work site along the Chena River in West Fairbanks, where contract lineman Eric Johnson oversaw a replacement of a pole snapped off by a falling tree last week.
We've had to get that old pole out of there. We put the new pole in. Now we're going to hang the transformer and get the guys on it. And then we'll get this wire up, get it sagged, and then we'll be able to go down here and put the fuses back in and throw the power to it.
The six-hour pole replacement project happened just a couple hundred feet from Dean Merkulieff's Riverside cabin. Merkulieff, who was without electricity since last Wednesday's storm, says he got by with a power inverter and a generator.
Yeah, we made it. I've been lucky so far. Pipes and everything are okay, yeah.
Hundreds more like Merkulieff are having to wait a little longer as line crews work their way from site to site, fixing downed wire and poles. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.